This is Rita Durant speaking. The tape that you're about to hear was made at the home of Anne Lathrop. She was the wife of Julian Lathrop and the daughter-in-law of William Lathrop, the painter. She is a very good painter in her own right. And the tape was made on November 4th, 1985. The interviewer was me, Rita Durant, and we were accompanied by Sally Nimick, who is also a well-known painter in this area. I left the tape going because Anne was preparing us a drink, and I thought it was kind of interesting to hear us getting ready for the interview. We were in Anne's lovely cottage there at Phillips Mill, and the atmosphere was so charming. It's a darling little cottage. We were seated around her round oaken table in the dinette, and we were surrounded by beautiful paintings. Let's join the three participants now.
The blue one is where I always keep the track. Blue one. Blue ice cube.
You have dogs too? Or are they just
sort of a family dog?
Area, yes. Neighborhood dogs? Or
who lies in all my flowers.
Oh, how nice of you. Thank you so much.
We had to bury a cat this morning.
Oh, dear.
Freddy, Quaddy.
Why? Got killed. Oh, Anne.
On the road.
Oh, poor Nora.
So much like that happened here.
Oh, poor Nora.
Does that happen very
frequently?
Does that happen very frequently?
Well, if you live on the road, well, this road is terrible. I don't know why more people are killed.
Did the person stop, Anne?
I don't know. I don't think so. We must have happened last night.
Yeah.
Dear me.
Well, I hope it's quick.
My daughter came home one day last spring and had about 2 a.m, absolutely in tears because she hit a cat.
Oh, I couldn't stand
it. On Mechanicsville, and she insisted on calling me. She was hysterical when she got home, and she had the cat in the car.
Oh dear.
You know, I mean, well, she just wouldn't leave it there. You know?
Yeah.
And she didn't know more
was.
People had that kind of empathy.
Yeah.
Poor creatures, they get hit.
You taking it?
No, I just had it running to see if it would work. So, first of all, let me say this is for the New Hope Historical Society, and I have the great pleasure and privilege of being here with Anne and with Sally Nimick, and you have been so nice to get together this afternoon and to wait for me. I really apologize. I thought it was supposed to be 4:30, and here I am.
Well, I've already made that mistake. I'm a great one to make mistakes.
Okay. Well, I hope I'm forgiven. But my name is Rita Durant, and it is really very pleasant to be here in your beautiful home. I love this.
Yes.
It's just charming.
I love this.
I'm looking at a picture that Anne explained to me that she painted of her granddaughter, and she's sitting on the grass playing cards.
Well,
like
it isn't a portrait of my granddaughter.
It's not a portrait, but it is a... Pardon?
She just posed for
it. She just posed for it. And darling, and it's next to a calendar of Mary Cassatt.
How about this? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Oh, that is lovely. Now, that looks like Zinnias.
Right.
You.
And Anne's lovely portrait of her brother that she did years ago took honorable mention at the Phillips Mill Art Show this year.
Oh, congratulations. Wonderful. And who did you study with? Is that a terrible question to ask?
But no, I studied
totally
with all the men up here excepting Mr. Lathrop, I guess.
Everyone but Mr. Lathrop.
I guess so. Let's see, Arslan Braden and Daniel Garber. And who else is that? Not Spencer either.
You didn't study with Jack at any time, did you?
No, but Jack, no, I painted with Jack.
Yeah.
We did Beth together, and we did something else together too.
Who's Jack?
Follinsby.
Oh, Follinsby, yes. We've interviewed Mrs. Follinsby.
Isn't she something?
Oh, she's a fabulous lady. She spoke so well of all of these. But did you both study under the same teacher?
No, I came.
I'm years older than Sally. And I'm married, Mr. Lathrop's son, Julian. Mm-hmm. And Sally, or Mrs. Lathrop.
What year were you married?
I can't remember.
1931 or 1932?
I haven't any idea.
It had to be 31.
Why did it have to be 31?
Yeah,
wait a minute. Let me see. I was born in 1902.
Yeah.
So, in 1931, I was what?
You were 29.
That's right. I got
good at arithmetic.
I thought I got married when I was 28, but maybe not. I got married very late. Very late in life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, because I was wedded to my art. And then I guess Mrs. Lathrop called up, did she? And you came up?
I don't remember meeting you at all, but we always said for years.
You came up here to meet me.
Oh. I guess Mrs. Lathrop probably did engineer it,
Mrs. Lathrop engineered your meeting?
Yes.
Sure. Well, just like anybody would who.
But she had a new young daughter-in-law. She was asking.
Well, it was not a party, Sally.
No,
it was just you.
We came up for tea so often.
I don't think it was tea at all. And then, after a while, you and Tyson and Little Sal came up.
Oh.
And you used to come up. And this house was only this big at that time. All that has been added on. It was just this room. And when there were three or four people in it, it was really crowded. Indeed, it was.
So you've always lived in this little house then? And then added
to no. I lived here first when I first got married. Then we did add half of that room on, back to where the pillars are.
Oh, I see.
And then
When Mr.
Lathrop
died,
you
moved over there.
When Mr. Lathrop died, we moved over into the big house. Mrs. Lathrop died. Not when Mr. Lathrop died, but Mrs. Lathrop. Lived in the studio.
Oh, that's true.
Boat.
He had moved to the studio by then.
And his boat.
Yeah.
And I think it was terribly cold over there in that studio.
It was a very cold house.
So was this. I have a picture of Nora and me sitting here dressed up in all our winter clothes.
Yeah.
And I was drawing pictures for her. And you'd see the breath, our breath.
Oh,
and there were lizards on the floor. Well, there's no cellar under here. There's right on the ground.
And there were what on the floor?
Lizards.
Oh dear, I thought I was the only one who had a lizard.
No, we haven't.
I found a lizard in my house.
Oh my. Well, does the dampness and the cold attract them? Is that why you...
Attract what? Lizards?
The lizards. Because
they love them. They love it, yes.
Oh dear. That's why. And, but you married Julian, is that mm-hmm. right? And was Julian born here?
Mm-mm. Painesville, Ohio.
Oh. And where in Ohio?
Painesville.
Oh, really? And I thought the lizards had always lived here.
And it came in 1898, yeah. Around then.
And they were, where did they come from originally?
Painesville.
They were from Ohio and not from England then?
Oh, well, Mrs. Lathrop was from England. And Mr. Lathrop's mother came straight out of Ireland.
I see.
Sally, this is what I think our fruit flies.
Sometimes I
get them. There it goes.
So, oh, that's where they originated from. But they had settled in the Middle West and then came out here from
Well, Ohio, I wouldn't call it quite the Middle West, would you?
No. I'm from Illinois. So
yeah.
I call that the Middle West.
Yeah. It's a little further. They were inland quite a bit. They weren't just along the... They had not settled in the East Coast. So here. But what brought them here? Was it the painting? Was it this particular community?
No.
Or did they establish it really?
Mr. Lathrop had a very good friend in Elyria.
Dr. Marshall.
Ohio.
Yes.
Or was that Mrs. Marshall? I don't know. Anyway. And Dr. Marshall came here, I guess he was crazy about New
Hope. He was a Philadelphia doctor, and I think he made his summer place up here, which is where the Muellers are.
Oh,
and he also owned this whole property, the mill and all of this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when was the mill a functioning mill at that time then?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so this was actually a farm. Was there farmland here that was being farmed when this was...
The Phillips Mill Inn was a barn.
It's a very small barn.
Yeah.
And then down here by the river there's a foundation where I suppose in the old days they took their flour down and was taken. This is before the canal.
I see. They would grind it.
No, they
they'd, on boat.
They'd they're take
on
it by boat to Philadelphia or wherever.
Wasn't the community, wasn't there more than one person?
It became that. This is the late, we're just getting the late trips here.
We're just getting the late trips here, okay. But they were actually the first ones here besides, except that the Marshalls lived in this area.
No, not the first people.
No, not the first people. No, but
artists.
I mean in the artists, of the artists.
Well, Dr. Marshall wasn't an artist.
He was not an artist.
Mr. Lathrop was really the first artist, well-known artist.
And he and Redfield.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who got here first.
Yeah.
But they're integrated with both here. Mm-hmm. And did I hear some in my research in the past? Did I hear that there was some unusual meeting between your father-in-law and mother-in-law? Was he the one who saw her in a railroad station?
A railroad station in England, that's right.
And he got off the next station and
went back. He said, that's the girl I'm going to marry.
That's right.
And how was that? How was that marriage? That was such an unusual...
A very fine marriage.
He had just decided that was the woman that he was going to marry. And
five children, they raised a right side.
Isn't
it? Yeah. Nancy's first.
Nancy.
Joe.
Yeah.
Julian. Livett and Ellen.
Yeah,
I think there was another one but who died.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
I understand that eventually there were meetings of all the artists in the area moments ago. Mr. Lathrop and Mr. Redfield.
Mr. Redfield and Mr. Lathrop did not get along too well.
Didn't
No.
Oh my God. goodness, I didn't know that.
Well, Mr. Lathrop thought he got out here first, and Mr. Redfield thought he did.
It never worked out. You were always very
But careful. The Redfields all used to come to tea all the time, except he missed Redfield.
He did, yeah.
And he never showed at the mill.
Yeah.
Did he? No. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that. But I did hear about the teas and the special bread that was baked in it.
Well, Ms. Lathrop just baked bread, and it wasn't special.
Mrs. Collinsby said that it was very special bread.
Well, it was delicious.
It was because it was so
and
good.
Bread and butter.
And it had butter on it.
And
she said it was having to taste, and it was very good bread.
And we would go in and help Mrs. Lathrop, and we'd put the butter on, and it was called butter and scratch.
Yeah.
And we didn't cut the bread yet.
Yeah.
While it was still in the loaf, we buttered the bread.
Yeah.
And then scratched and scraped it.
Yeah.
So that it was just butter all over the thing, but not thick, very thin. Then we cut the bread very, very thin too.
I have seen my mother do that.
It was delicious.
I never knew where she was. I wonder if that was a European.
Well, Mrs. Lathrop was so wonderful because when I was a child here at school in the 20s, that time and time again, we as children could come over, just drop in for tea, or we'd be walking by, and she'd ask us, I don't know how she did it.
Did you
she
go
loved,
to the home quiz?
She loved people.
And you went to the home quiz?
No.
Oh, I see. But Mrs. Lathrop would have open house then, Sally? And
yeah, well, the whole school wouldn't go, but some of us who were sort of older and been around for several years, we were told to, you know, just, and we often drop in.
Probably like Julian, probably hoped you were going to get a glimpse
of him. Oh, yes,
we're
all happy enough with him, sure.
Oh, really?
We called him Sir Galahad.
Oh, nice. Then it sounds like you had a very handsome husband.
Oh, indeed,
And the women all liked him?
Oh, yes. All the girls in school just said, adios.
Isn't that great?
I came here to school in 1922, having been expelled from Oldfield. This was the only school to take me.
Why were you expelled, Sally?
For smoking a cigarette in a clandestine manner.
Oh. How do you smoke in a clandestine manner? That sounds wonderful.
And actually, it was just smoking a cigarette too so long. But Mother went to every school around Philadelphia. She went to Baldwin's and Shipley's and Miss Wright's. And every possible day they could know they wouldn't take that child. And she heard about this little school up in New Hope from Hampton Tuck in Philadelphia. They'd heard about it. So she came up, and I guess Miss Carlene was living right here then.
She was.
And she started telling Miss Carlene about this terrible thing, and Miss Carlene sat there saying, that's awful, that's fairly dreadful. Mother thought, you know, here we go again. And Miss Carlene said, can you send her up tomorrow?
Yeah, Miss Carlene was she the headmistress?
Yes,
she's
the
school.
And she lived here?
Yes.
Living here at the time.
She was the one who fixed it up first for a living.
Yeah. Her piano was right there.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And I've been here ever since.
Isn't that wonderful? What, that's a great story. And you started painting too then.
I started painting then with Mr. Braden at school. While I was at school, I was there for 5 years, and I went every Monday of life down the towpath to Mr. Braden. I remember bitter cold winter days carrying canvases in the paint box. I wonder how we did it. It seemed so long.
Did you walk?
Wind on the sure.
You walked down the towpath.
Oh yes,
really.
And, everybody walked.
Yeah.
I don't think people are going to have
a There were only 19 of us at school.
Oh,
well, the
one year
I went,
I don't think the new generation are going to have any legs by the time they're 40.
No.
They go around in the car
for
hours until they can find a parking space that is right next to where they want to go.
That's right, sure.
I really think they're crazy.
And then they do these horrible exercises.
I don't think they do much exercise.
Not many of them.
I think we've had to go into exercise programs today because of all the
mobility
we have that we didn't have when we were growing up. Certainly not when I was growing up. I did a lot of walking, too.
Oh, and you walked all over.
I'm walking now, I guess, just around the house, but I walk for 20 minutes real fast every morning.
Do you? Good for you.
Oh, thanks. Go ahead.
I can't walk fast, so I don't walk.
I put on my, but I don't go through the fields. I stick to the lane and around the circle, yeah. Because then if I go in the fields, I have to watch where I'm...
Put your feet up.
You put your feet, you're not walking fast, but in the lane, I can just go flying.
Yeah.
But in those days, you were then what? What grade was that one?
Well, it was called a finishing school. We didn't have grades. And my last year, we didn't get diplomas. Nobody, Laura Hill was the first person that we knew who wanted a diploma. And Miss Carney very carefully made out a diploma for Laura. We didn't get. I was just interested in painting. And my last year was just wonderful because she fixed me up with where Miller later had his studio in the back of the cottage.
Yeah.
And I could paint there. And then I just took history and... I think just history and maybe English once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And I was still with Mr. Braden then.
And the rest of the time you painted.
Yeah.
And was it like a grade school level or high school level?
It was high school level,
I see.
Well, I had been at Oldfields where everything was athletics. I mean, if you didn't make the team, God help you.
Oh.
And I came here and much to my horror discovered that
what team, Sally? Basketball, tennis?
Basketball, baseball, tennis, anything. And here, much to my horror, all that mattered was that you got your schoolwork
done.
But that turned out to work, that worked out all right. I managed to get it done. But I hadn't had to do that before. I mean, it was much more important to make the team.
Well,
can Kitty come in?
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, Sally, she'll have to go out again because she's going to drive
it's
everybody.
It's raining and she's crying.
Is it raining?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
Now, what is the kitty's name? We'll have to introduce her to our
Pearl.
Hey, Pearl. And here comes Pearl. And she's beautiful. She looks like she's very well fed. Looks like she could be a good mouser.
Yes.
So, then tell me, when did you meet Tyson? I understand you're... Mrs. Tyson.
Yes. Well, that goes back. I was on the beach at Bay Head in 1926, I guess.
I remember it well.
Yeah. 25 or 26. And I took one look and said, this is the one for me.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. But it took me 4 years to land, and we didn't get married until I was 20. Long struggle.
Would you like to have gotten married when you were 16?
I doubt it, no. It didn't occur to us in those days.
No.
And you had children?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I understand you have a Sally Junior and Sally this.
That's right. That's right. Children, grandchildren, great grandchildren now. We both have great grandchildren, don't
we? Yes.
So tell me for the record now, you have Sally. Who is your daughter?
Yeah.
And do you have
Tibby?
This one.
She's another daughter.
Tibby?
She's on her fourth husband. Sally's our first. And Jerry, my son, who lives up in Albany, is on his first wife. They have one child. And Tibby has two children, and Sally has two children. And I have lots of steps.
Step-grandchildren?
Step-great-grandchildren. Real great-grandchildren.
Oh, if they're children from other marriages.
Yeah,
Putting your thorns.
I call them my legitimate and my illegitimate. And they're all legitimate.
But right now you have grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Yes, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
How about you, Anne? Do you have?
Yes.
I have two daughters.
And their names are?
Nora and Jill.
Nice.
And seven grandchildren.
You've done much better than I have, yeah.
Well, you have many more on account of your steps.
Yeah, I've got lots of steps, yeah.
I think this sounds awfully dull. Do you know something? I feel you do. What?
Well, I think it's probably because I have to probably because I have to be so concerned about chronology and that sort of thing. You know, I want to be sure that what I record is not just a lot of gibberish that's lost. You know, I'm being very careful about saying, and this is the way it went, and then,
I think it would be a great idea if it got lost.
You know, that will be also be included. Do you know that I talked to Alma Herman just before I came down here, and she said she was very thrilled with what we were doing, and there are all kinds of grants that are from the state and the borough and the township and so forth to preserve all these records, and they would not be preserved in. That is, the tapes would not preserve, but a transcript of the tapes would be preserved. And that's why you have to think not only of what's being transcribed, you know, on a tape, but how it would look in print.
Yeah, have a tablet.
So I'm really sort of glad to have a chance to say that on tape, because it does make a different, they're just two different mediums, you know. And sometimes when you see what you've said, when you see it printed out, it looks terribly garbled. And so,
if you try to do it the other way, it's going to be so forced.
Have you ever been on television?
I teach speech. Why?
I just wondered. Do you like saying things?
I love doing this. I love the interviews. But it isn't that the reason that I love them is I love meeting people. This has been the most wonderful experience for me, because I've met just absolutely fascinating people. And the most recent interview I did was with Dr. Leiby.
He's probably very good. Very good at that kind of thing.
I've also done he is now Dr. Nakashima.
Incidentally.
George always and I met him by interviewing him, and this led to the college where I teach offering him a PhD in humane letters.
What college is that?
Holy Family down in Philadelphia. And we're very dear friends now.
Did George tell you how he got here through us?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He said that he bought his farm through Tyson.
Yeah.
And that is just a beautiful piece of property.
Well, you know, it was during the war, and he had been in the prison camp out in California. And he was staying at the Raymonds below us, and we had sold the farm to the Raymonds. Mm-hmm. And the Raymonds sent their tenants, or whatever you call them, up to our place to swim. And it's a much longer story. Won't go into it. And George and Tyson started talking one day. George came up with them to swim and discovered they were both at MIT at the same time.
Oh, really? Is that how they knew each other?
And George was having a tough time. There was no money and nothing.
And looking Japanese.
And had to start all over again. We were in the middle of the war. And Tyson said, well, he said he wanted to get land and build. And Tyson said, well, go ahead. Start up there and pay me when you can, which is what he did.
Do you know that I have that on tape that George has? And he is just so grateful.
Yeah.
He remembers this so well. He said that they lived in a tent for six months.
That's right. All that summer with a little spring up there in the woods.
Right.
But they lived with the Raymonds.
He was dying to get away from the Raymonds. He had to get away. That's his way of getting away from the Raymonds, which when Tyson said, go ahead and get your tent.
He was so grateful.
Yeah, they had enough roof over their heads for that first winter, I think.
He said that it was cold, and they had no ceiling. They got the roof up, but there was no ceiling to make it cozy.
Yeah.
And of course, Mira was just an infant at the time.
Yeah.
But he said she used to, when they were building the house, she used to pick rocks up and help. So Mira actually helped.
She was the cutest looking thing. She looked like she came out of a little box.
Oh, that's sad. Well, she called me just before I left to come here.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm rushing over to...
Have you met the new husband?
Yes, I have. We had dinner together once.
I'm just delighted over that.
Yes, it was really a tragic marriage. And I think Mira is extremely... extremely happy.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and I like John very much. So I think they're very happy. Right. But I'm involved now with this Altar for Peace that, George is building, and it looks like it's going to actually come to fruition.
I gave him towards that for his birthday.
Yeah, I know you did, because I'm the treasurer.
Oh, yeah.
So I keep on record. But you understand now why this is, I feel like this is an exciting thing to do. You just be such a fascinating
I think it is very
well, let's tell her how we lived, what it used to be like. I mean, in New Hope, when you went to town,
you knew every single person.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. And it was such a friendly, nice place. And we would, when we get our kids on the school bus, we'd all meet at Joe Redding's for coffee, which is next to the village store. It's called the Golden Pump or something now.
Uh-huh.
Or a lot in there.
It's changed.
Yeah, it's changed. And the trees met overhead.
Oh, I understand. Oh. There are beautiful trees downtown.
And they're terrible to break down.
I understand there was salt on the road that ruined
the
trees.
It was people just cutting those trees down. They didn't like on the road up this direction.
They didn't like to rake them in the fall.
Yeah. And Bill Pickett, one of the villagers, said he couldn't stand it. Nothing so dirty as a tree, get rid of them.
Terrible. And now they.
But anyway, we were a funny young bunch in those days because we were all poor. It was depression time.
Oh no.
And none of us, nobody went to the
and nobody cared.
Job. We were all artists.
Nobody cared whether they were.
Nobody cared. Artists or teachers or farmers or writers or something.
Yeah.
And we had just the most wonderful parties of just, you know, dropping in and all getting together and all pitching in and.
Everybody bringing something.
Yeah. And you got that party list. On your desk.
Oh, do you?
No.
You
I lost
have?
It.
Oh, I have
can
a copy.
You,
I and I copied it. I have
I said, really?
Oh, I can remember it. I don't know whether your tape will like it.
Oh, well, please do tell me.
Well, why the name? Well, say, first it said coal. This is what you're to bring to the party. Liquor.
Yes, and Marshall. Marshall.
Liquor. Mimic. Liquor. Cotton. Liquor.
No, cotton was let off.
Somebody
potato chips, I think.
Somebody else brought stuffed celery and then said liquor. Somebody brought soda.
Yes,
there was two whole columns.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
How could they ever find liquor in those days?
By that time, when we were doing that, Prohibition was over.
Do you remember the Crooked Party?
Yeah.
Where they had bathtub gin?
Which party?
Up in Carversville, the Crookers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And it was just plain alcohol with what? Vanilla ice cream.
Juniper berries.
Vanilla ice cream.
Really? You mean
they called it tiger's milk.
Oh.
I don't know why we didn't all die.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Mrs. Worthington was telling me that her husband used to run her first job in order for him to become independent of his father. His first job was to run liquor for the Stockton Inn.
Oh, sure. That was over in the middle of New Jersey. Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know.
Oh. He had a big still someplace in New Jersey, and that supplied Colligan's, and the ones in the know could go over there themselves and get it, too.
And he did that until he had enough money to start his own agency, and his father couldn't understand where he had gotten the money.
Well, good for him, because I think old man Worthington was quite a heavy father.
That's what she said. He was really pretty fun.
But there were quite a few stills around in the country.
Oh, yeah.
The Zelneviches.
Well, how about the mill? When was that purchased?
Dr. Marshall
bought it.
Yeah, when he owned the whole thing.
I see.
He came up here and bought a large section of property.
But when was it turned over to the artists for
their
community center?
Well, after some of Dr. Marshall's children were born, Harriet was born in the mill.
Not in the mill?
Yes, she was.
What do you mean?
Really?
That's what I always understood.
Yeah,
Harriet who?
Can't picture Mrs. Marshall giving birth in the mill.
Well, Mrs. Marshall, they all lived there in the summer when they were having their house fixed up.
Before they built another house, for heaven's sake. Good Lord.
And so Harriet, one of the Marshall children,
Harriet?
Harriet Wentworth,
yes.
Was actually born in the mill.
Well, so Anne said.
That's what I heard.
And actually, that's been used as a community center now for some time, hasn't it? How long
yes.
ago was that?
That was a long time ago.
Well, now, the first art mill art show was in 19...
It must have been about 1900.
Oh, that long ago. Oh, my.
When I was here at school, it was our sort of gym. It was our play place, and all the plays, Miss Carlene and Billy Taylor and all of those wonderful plays they gave. And then on rainy days when we couldn't run, the school was so small that all we could do was ride with Mr. Ely's, with horses. But when you couldn't ride, we had the mill to play in.
Yes, and very good idea that was. Yeah. I tried to do that when I had all of, when the Bowen kids were here and the Coles and everybody was around
in the mail,
here. It's roller skate. I thought it would be a wonderful roller skating rink. Mrs. Braden did not.
No, we had trouble with it. So maybe.
Can you think of me? I'm sorry. Can you think of some of the people who might have who might have exhibited there, or the plays that you might have had? That you did have quite a few original plays
well
there, didn't
on
you?
Record, I think.
Yeah.
No, they would do things like
Carl Holmquist
and English plays.
Ruth Bonsby.
Yeah.
And
the original ones.
Laurie Erskine.
Yes. The importance of being earnest and things like that. Oh,
yes.
Carlene was all they were always doing.
And Miss Carlene and Carl were really pretty good actors.
Yes, they were.
They were good.
These were the. Did I understand there were two women who were especially active in the theater there, and not only wrote but acted?
And Dorothy Schleifer.
And tell me about how did you? Who was in the place that is now a restaurant? Was it?
Oh, that was
always
in there. Miss Carlene had that remodeled, and there's that elevator in there that she used. She had a very bad heart.
Oh, I see.
And in that big living room is, I don't know, the elevator's still there.
Yes, it is.
Just pull a rope and she went up. And that was the main school building when I was at school.
I see.
And then we lived in the Cove, which is where the Muellers are now, which was the Marshall's summer home, but they rented it to the school in the winter. How they dared to do that, I don't know, but they did. And then in 1927, the school bought White Oaks, which is now the Hotel du Village. So we were all in that one place from then on. But before that, we were scattered in all these little buildings, which was much more fun.
Were there lots of children here? Were there lots of children growing up at the same time here? I have a picture
of
children.
Yes, there were lots. But there was wartime, so I didn't see you much because you had
the
to have points
rationing,
and things.
We had to come up in the whole.
But there are a whole bunch of them here: the Marshalls, the Bowens, the Coles.
We would all load up occasionally in that big old Packard of ours and come up, and then Gretchen and I would say she wanted to go home. I don't know why that child survived.
Who was Gretchen?
Well, being a nice child, and we'd all come up
skating
on the canal.
She's perfectly lovely. Gretchen is.
But she was terribly spoiled at that age.
Yes, she was.
And about all of us get together to come up and spend the afternoon having a wonderful time. We'd get here and Gretchen would say, I want to go home. And her mother would say, Gretchen wants you to home, and that was that, and we just spoiled all time and time and time again.
Finally, Jean would let Gretchen spend the night up here.
Oh, we had
the
disastrous time of Gretchen spending the night at our house.
Well, the next morning, Jill woke up with the mumps.
Oh.
This did not suit anybody.
No.
Of course, Gretchen got it, too.
Yeah.
You know, that really brings up a point, too. Was it terrifying to have all these illnesses that were
rampant? We were all terrified of polio.
Yes,
we were just terrified
of polio
in the summer because there was so much around here. We couldn't go to the Doylestown Fair. We couldn't do anything with the kids in the summertime. And it was hard to explain because it would suddenly appear on a farm way out there with a child who hadn't even been off the farm.
Well, right here in this house, Joni Lamont got it.
That's right.
And then in the farm, Wendy's farm. A girl there got it, and up the road, the artist, whatever her name is. Yes, you do. You know her well. She does watercolors, and she was in. Oh, Sally. She lives on Phillips Mill Road. Not Phillips Mill Road. Chapel Road. She and her son both had polio.
Oh, yes.
That's right around here.
Yeah.
Betty
Chardon.
Yeah.
But that was later.
I was raised at the same time.
That's right. I didn't realize they were here that early.
You know, my children were quite little when the soft vaccine came out.
Yeah.
And how grateful we were to have it. Now we can't get people to take the vaccine.
Because we had the soft vaccine for our grandchildren.
So, and how about before that?
Well, the other diseases that we were afraid of, we were terrified of scarlet fever.
Mm-hmm. Well, none of us got it. Did Jerry get it?
Sally and Jerry had scarlet fever, and we were quarantined. And I said to the man who came to put up the sign, I said, this just scares me to death. And he said, lady, don't you be scared of this. What you want to be scared of is measles.
Yeah.
And you know, he was so right.
I know.
Just sailed through scarlet fever with no trouble at all, and Jerry nearly died of measles.
Well, measles was that bad. Nora had, as she was almost over it, she got a temperature of 106 and a half.
Scary time. Oh,
I know.
The measles is over.
And Jill got a bad infection on her foot.
Oh, yeah.
And had to have the sheets elevated by 10.
And that was after having the measles?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was called complications of measles. The measles itself wasn't so bad, but it's what happened
after.
I don't remember that there was anything that we could do to make it even better, even after that, for many years.
No.
And whooping cough, I don't remember.
Whooping cough is bad. Our children didn't have it, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I've had both whooping cough and diphtheria.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm still here to talk about it.
Wow.
But so it was possible to survive some of these things. But
I had whooping cough. I had all those.
Yeah, yeah. We all had those.
In fact, I was out playing with diphtheria.
Wow.
Mother took me to the doctor. But of course, in those days, we went to the doctor if Mother thought that we weren't about to make it.
Yeah, the doctor came to you, too, immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't charge an arm and a leg.
Dr. Little came all the way up here from Trenton in the middle of the night at any time you called.
Yes.
Dr. Leiby talked about some of the things
he came right out in the middle of the night.
And where he got stalled. There were two. The three films that were shown at the last Historical Society meeting, and it showed the young doctor, Justin Herman had done at one time.
Yes,
it showed
the
young doctor, and the young doctor was, it showed Dr. Leiby in one of the films, and he was a handsome young man.
Oh, he was handsome.
Yes.
To have such a nice
Before that, we had dear old Dr. Salmon.
Oh, I loved him. He was my favorite.
Yeah. And, how about the depression? How did it affect the artist community? There certainly
not
wasn't
all.
Much money for the
bothers. We didn't. We all seemed to have enough to eat, and we
scrounged
around. We managed to hang on to our places. That's what amazed me. Thanks to dear Granny Nimick, my mother-in-law. I think we never could have made it. With mortgages,
we just didn't pay.
Yeah.
But we paid later.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure.
You
have to pay your taxes. But Carol Price was was very kind to us, very lenient.
Yeah.
Mrs. Worthington was talking about how she fed her family on potato soup, and I guess that was pretty much
I know, I know exactly what we did. We had a family of six or seven, and my grocery bills would be around, if we had six people, they would be around $60 a month, and if we had seven people, it would be around $70.
That's right. That's what
now
we
were on a farm. We did have eggs. We did have milk. Mm-hmm. And we did have vegetables in the summer, of course. But hamburger was, you know, 13 cents a pound.
Yeah,
I remember when it went up to 18 cents. We were really horrified.
And butter was 17 cents a pound.
And eggs were the
steak was 25 cents a pound.
Yeah.
Bread was 7 cents a loaf.
Well, we made our own bread usually.
Yeah.
So it was possible to survive. But understand
if you had any money coming in at all. even it was like $35 a week. You made out all right.
Yeah.
When we were married, everything was just dandy. I had a lovely trust fund from my father, and Tyson was, everything was fine. And suddenly came the depression in the bank in Pittsburgh with no warning whatsoever. It just said, it's not coming anymore.
I remember those days. Yes, I remember them well.
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, tell me, when did you buy your phone? Or was that in the family?
No, we bought it the fall of 19. No, we were both from Pittsburgh.
I see.
The fall of 1928. We came on and found a farm. We came over from Bayhead, where I was visiting.
Had you seen it when you were up here at school?
Yes, I loved it because we used to ride, you see.
Yes.
That's the old road. And then in there toward, past the barn and then out through the woods. And I always loved it. It was sort of deserted then. Mm-hmm. And first we looked at Mrs. Frank's barn. I talked to her daughter yesterday, and she said she would love to have us just drop in. She just adores it. And
Martha Wallace and Callejo.
All our letters back and forth that summer from Gloucester when I was up at Breckenridge's school. All the letters were saying, why haven't we heard from Mrs. Hurd? Why won't she let us know? We were longing for that place. I'm so glad we didn't get it.
Oh, I would be too.
Yeah, and so then Mr. Ely suggested this. And we said, okay, fine. And Tyson put the down payment on No, Mr. Horses Ely.
Oh, yeah.
And George.
Yeah.
And so he put the down payment on it, and we had been married. We were being married in February, and he put the down payment on it in August, I guess, November, I think. And then we were married in February, and then came on for settlement shortly after that.
How much did you have to do to that house? A lot. Not too much.
No, it had a, that was one of the things. It had a bathroom, you know.
Yeah.
It had the stairs there. It had a hot air furnace.
Yeah.
And but that first winter we had to change the heat just went right straight up to the third floor. And never hit anything else. We had a little baby that winter. So we had the radiators put in there. But otherwise, paper thing.
Uh-huh. And how many acres did you have?
130.
Oh my, that was a big farm. And you actually farmed?
Oh, we farmed. We farmed with horses there for years. Yeah, yeah, big perch ranch. Yeah.
Beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do perch ranches do? Are they workhorses?
Yeah.
Big draft horses, workhorses. Yes.
Like the
Like the Clydesdales. A lot of Clydesdales with feathered feet. The perch ranches are just as big, but they don't have the lovely feathered feet.
Oh, I see.
They have wonderful tails and manes.
Did you have any field crops at all, or was it just
we were raising cows. We had Ayrshire cows, and we had we raised on the farm the food for the cows. A vicious circle.
And I noticed that you had a silo that was recently made into a
studio.
Is that where you have always painted, or was that?
No, I stopped. After I got married, I never painted again for another 50 years.
Oh, I just started.
Same way.
You didn't have such a long interval because you married later and you started sooner.
I didn't start sooner. What, painting?
Painting, yeah.
It was a long time, Sal.
But you started painting long before I did.
Oh, you mean early?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, I know I did. Yes.
Yeah, so you were maybe 4 years.
But you didn't paint?
Yeah. But you're raising, that's
you're raising
women,
children.
You're raising
you don't have time, my God.
You got it. But she got back to it sooner than I did and left it later than I did. She didn't have such a long interval, but I had a full 50 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing that you would pick it up again. That's terrific. It makes me feel...
I have a show at the bank in Lambertville. You'll have to go see it.
I saw your show at the Continental Bank this spring.
Right.
Very.
No.
Okay.
Just
when
started,
was it?
It just started.
But there was
the
one
day.
Recently.
Just
at the Continental.
Just this week.
At the Continental and in New Hope.
Oh, at the Continental. Oh,
in
that
New
was,
Hope.
That
was,
oh,
a
that
long
was
time.
Several years ago.
No, I saw some of your paintings recently. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but. 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh,
4 years ago, I
don't say that.
Oh, Sally, it was longer ago than that, wasn't it?
Couldn't have been much longer ago.
Well, someone was showing your paintings and you weren't aware of it.
No, they weren't. No, it was good 4 years ago.
Oh. Oh, yes.
But now at the
I know. I don't know what it's called.
When you said Continental, I didn't know what that was either. It all sold me back to us.
I know. But I know. I knew the Continental.
Yeah.
I hate that name.
But it was a good year. It was a good 4 years ago that I had my things there.
Oh my! I'm just embarrassed.
Because I was after you.
Yes, you were. How long ago was that? About 3 years ago.
7 years ago, I would say.
That
wasn't
that long.
Really? That was after Sally. I know that.
So I just really don't know what else to ask you. If there's anything that you'd like to add to what we've been talking about?
No.
I had so many questions all in a piece of paper down here.
Okay. And then I have to get home.
Yeah.
I'm not good at driving after dark.
I'm not supposed to drive after dark at all.
Oh. How far do you have to go?
I live up on just about the Cuddalosa Trail.
Oh.
On Mechanicsville. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
You know, that's really something I'd like to mention. That's where Garber lived, isn't he?
Yeah.
Garber lived on the Cuddalosa. Do I say it wrong?
Cuddalosa. Yeah.
I think that's one of the most exquisite places I've ever seen
so
in my
beautiful.
Life.
It's so beautiful. He's the one that made it. So, well, of course, nature did too.
Yeah.
He did that.
That is so pretty.
And I must say the people have kept it beautifully.
Yes. They have sheep too, don't they?
Yes, sheep.
Oh, I give up. It's probably in my purse.
Oh.
My little list. But, excuse me, I saw that was for sale just recently.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
It said a building lot, $100,000 for, and then explained the waterfall and the sheep and the...
Oh, dear God.
I wish I had $100,000. I would buy it just so that I could keep it the way it is
right
now.
Yeah.
How close are they to that development that's happening up there? I think it runs right into them.
Nothing should ever been allowed to be touched there.
No, I know. You want to go out, kitty cat?
I wish there was some way that they could stop.
Oh!
The building.
We're trying to stop this down right over here across the trail. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now, what is it they want to do in this area here?
They want to build 35 houses right out there in that field, right jammed up against this place.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's what they've been fighting.
Yes.
And that's what Rachel was telling me about, evidently. She was so proud of the fact that they had...
Is this Rachel Frank?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was very upset about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she wants to keep... Everything
well,
just the way it is.
I thought we ought to get the whole St. Philip's congregation to work in on that. Mm-hmm. I have to get after.
But I think that Cuddalosa trail also.
I
call it the trail. I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be called. But
where is that? The Cuddalosa?
Yeah. The road that winds through there. I didn't even know it was there, and I had lived here for about a year. You know who showed that to me?
No.
Rachel Frank.
Oh,
I took her out for lunch one day, and she says, "Have you ever seen
that?"
She said, "You can take this road." I said,
"You
can."
Yeah.
I was afraid I might come into a broken bridge.
Another one is Laurel.
She says, "Oh, come on, let's drive down there."
Another one is Laurel Road. And then, have you driven from Lumberville to Carversville?
Yes.
Is that scary?
That sure is.
That's
my son's favorite road. He always likes to take us up there, especially when he has at least seven or eight people in his car, and he has a van. At once, and then we peek over the side.
It's better to go up than come back. It's
I
just get off.
Well, I really thank you so much for letting me talk to you today.
I'm sorry, I mixed it.
It's been very nice meeting you.
Well, thank you too.
You're very welcome
for meeting us here today, and thank you so much. Going to say good night.